Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Across the Plains in 1884 by Katherine Sager is a first-hand pioneer narrative that follows a family journey west during the late era of overland migration. Written from the perspective of someone who experienced the trail as a young person, the account focuses less on legend and more on the practical realities of travel, including preparation, daily routines, weather, illness, fear, and the constant need for cooperation, because it is a memoir-style recollection rather than a broad history. The book invites readers to see how major forces like settlement, transportation, and frontier opportunity translated into decisions made around a wagon camp. Sager highlights the ordinary details that made survival possible, such as managing livestock, finding water, and keeping morale steady over long, repetitive days. The result is a grounded portrayal of endurance and adaptation, offering a valuable window into how families navigated uncertainty while chasing the promise of a new start in the American West. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motivation, planning, and the leap into the unknown. A central theme in Sager's account is why families chose to leave familiar communities and commit to a demanding cross-country journey even in the 1880s, when the frontier was changing but still risky. The narrative emphasizes how decisions were shaped by economics, land prospects, and the desire for stability, along with the influence of neighbors, local stories, and earlier migration waves. Planning emerges as both practical and emotional work. Families had to evaluate what to carry, what to sell, and how to convert household life into a mobile system that could function day after day. The book highlights the trade-offs involved, including how limited space forced hard choices and how preparation could not fully protect travelers from surprise. Readers see that the leap was rarely impulsive. It involved calculating costs, timing departure, assembling wagons and teams, and coordinating with others for safety. At the same time, Sager conveys the psychological weight of leaving, including uncertainty about routes, weather, and whether expectations would match reality. This topic frames the journey as a mix of hope and disciplined planning, and it sets up the later lessons about resilience when plans inevitably collide with conditions on the trail. Secondly, daily life on the trail, work, food, and routine. Sager brings the overland experience down to human scale by describing the repetitive but essential routines that kept a wagon party moving. Travel required a steady rhythm, breaking camp, tending animals, managing loads, and making sure nothing critical was lost or damaged. The narrative shows how work was distributed across family members, with children and adults contributing in ways that matched their strength and skill. Food and water dominate daily concerns. Meals had to be planned around limited supplies and unpredictable access to fresh provisions, and cooking had to happen in changing weather with makeshift equipment. Sager also illustrates how small efficiencies mattered, such as organizing gear, reducing wasted motion, and maintaining a system for repairs. It created structure in an environment filled with uncertainty, and it helped regulate morale during long stretches that could otherwise feel endless. Readers gain a clear sense that pioneer travel was not a continuous string of dramatic events, but a sustained campaign of labor, patience, and problem-solving. This topic makes the story relatable by showing how ordinary habits, cooperation, and discipline could be the difference between progress and breakdown. And accidents, the book underscores that danger on the plains was often less about sensational conflict and more about the persistent threats of nature and health. Weather could change quickly, turning travel into a test of endurance through heat, cold, storms, and difficult terrain. These conditions affected everything: the pace of the wagons, the condition of animals, the ability to cook, and the likelihood of equipment failure. Sager also points to illness and injury as constant concerns, especially given limited medical knowledge and supplies. A minor problem could escalate when rest was scarce, hygiene was hard to maintain, and families were exposed to dust, fatigue, and contaminated water. Accidents were another recurring risk, from handling livestock to navigating river crossings and steep grades. The narrative highlights how quickly a single mistake could threaten a person's safety or the group's ability to continue. Importantly, Sager shows how people responded to hardship with practical triage, rather than panic adjusting routes, redistributing workloads, improvising repairs, and leaning on community support. This topic helps readers understand the historical reality of overland travel as a sequence of manageable crises, where resilience was built through repeated problem-solving rather than one heroic moment. Fourthly, community, cooperation, and social order in wagon travel. Sager's story illustrates that crossing the plains was rarely a solitary endeavor. Even families traveling together needed broader social structures to make the journey safer and more efficient. The book explores how informal communities formed on the trail through shared camps, mutual aid, and coordinated movement. Cooperation could mean sharing tools, assisting with repairs, helping during illness, or providing extra hands during challenging crossings. At the same time, the narrative suggests that community required rules, roles, and expectations. Decisions about departure times, pace, and rest days could create tension, especially when individuals had different risk tolerances or resource levels. Sager highlights how leadership and negotiation mattered, whether through experienced travelers, respected elders, or those with specific skills. Social life also helped sustain morale. Small conversations, shared tasks, and moments of humor could counterbalance monotony and fear. Readers see how values like fairness, reciprocity, and responsibility became practical survival tools rather than abstract ideals. This topic is valuable because it reframes pioneer travel as a collective project. The success of any one family depended on networks of support, and the trail itself became a moving community where people learned to balance independence with interdependence. Lastly, arrival, adaptation, and what the journey meant. Beyond the miles traveled, the book points to the deeper transformation that occurs when a family completes an overland journey. Arrival is not portrayed as a simple finish line, but as the beginning of new demands, finding shelter, establishing work, and adapting to unfamiliar conditions. Sager implies that the journey itself reshaped expectations. The hardships of travel taught skills that remained useful afterward, such as improvisation, endurance, and the ability to cooperate under pressure. The narrative also invites reflection on how memory and identity are formed. A trek across the plains becomes a defining story that families carry forward, influencing how they interpret later struggles and successes. This topic also helps place the book within the broader history of westward movement. By 1884, the American West was increasingly connected, yet many people still experienced relocation as a major rupture. Sager's account captures that transitional moment, when traditional wagon travel still carried symbolic weight even as the nation modernized. Readers come away with a sense that the journey mattered not only for reaching a destination, but for forging character, family bonds, and a practical understanding of what it takes to build a life from limited resources. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy pioneer memoirs, family histories, and grounded accounts of westward migration, rather than romanticized frontier myths. Students and history enthusiasts will benefit from seeing how national movements looked at the level of daily labor and personal decision-making. While genealogists and local history readers may find the tone and detail helpful for imagining what ancestors faced, the strongest life benefit comes from its quiet lessons and resilience. Sager shows how progress is made through routines, cooperation, and steady problem-solving, which translates well to modern challenges that require patience and adaptability. The book is also worth buying for its perspective as a first-hand narrative, offering immediacy that many general histories cannot match. Compared with broader surveys of the Oregon Trail era, this account emphasizes lived experience, the small choices, the emotional strain, and the practical systems that kept a family moving. That specificity can make the past feel real, not abstract. If you want a concise window into what it meant to cross the plains late in the overland period, and you value authentic voices that prioritize reality over legend, this book is a strong and rewarding addition to your library. If you would like to support Catherine Sager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.